KC4EJY mobile.
EJY, KC4SKD, name is Larry.
Good day, Larry, my name is Elisha.
Just left office a little while ago, got some errands to run and trying to get some things done, but I tell you, the traffic is so bad, it slows you down a lot.
I had to take my wife to a doctor's appointment this morning, and man, it was terrible. No one knows how to drive in this rain, but it seems like they don't know how to drive in good weather either. It's a lose-lose situation.
Well, and there must be some rule in the new rule in the driver's handbook that says you're supposed to drive so close, you know, within 3 feet of the car in front of you.
I wouldn't doubt that. You know, I think a lot of people, they were so used to no one being on the roads, you know, during COVID that, you know, they were speeding and zooming around and, you know, hardly anyone on the road. So they're still driving like that, even though, you know, everything's for most part back to normal.
And we've got cameras in our vehicles, and of course one of them went bad. I got to replace it, but a friend of mine got hit, and he had cameras front and rear, and I tell you what, that made a difference when it come time to prove who fault. I mean, you know, you hit somebody in the back, it's obviously your fault, but this camera helped him out a whole lot.
I need to invest in some of those vehicle cameras. I had a wreck 2 years ago. Someone cut me off and I ended up rear-ending someone, and luckily they didn't say it was my fault, but it was still, you know, I didn't have any camera footage, so my vehicle wasn't fixed. So, oh well, live and learn.
Yeah, I definitely want to keep them in their vehicles, and if at all possible, that one, I don't know why it went bad. It just kept doing constant resets on me, and we just took it out, so I got to replace it. But anyway, at least the weather's great now. It's not pouring down rain.
I'm thankful for that. I've been working outside ever since the rain stopped, trying to get my truck ready for next week's workload, and yeah, it's been, I'm thankful for a break in all this rain so I can get some work done.
Truck's so dirty, if I cleaned it up, it'd probably get better gas mileage.
That's about the same way I'm cleaning out the inside, moving tools around and emptying out and hauling stuff to the dump. But it needs a good washing, but I think they're calling for more rain next week, so I'm going to hold off on washing the outside.
Got a shelter, and it gets dust all over it really bad, just sitting there, and I can't afford a car cover to put over it. Plus, every time we keep garbage in the back of it, I have to open the back hatch of the cover and put garbage in. That'd be an aggravation if it had cover over it.
That would be a pain. Well, you know, I've got a big transit van for that I use for my business, so I don't have anywhere covered or anything I can park it. Plus, you know, it's always getting hammered with sawdust and this and that from my work week, so it's tough to keep clean inside and out.
What's the work you do, if you don't mind me asking?
Construction. I have my own business, work for myself, so I do a lot of carpentry work and painting and just odds and ends.
That's a pretty rough job at times. I've worked around the house a lot doing rewiring and replumbing and just whatever I can do. The house we live in is built in 1956, and I've had to pull out a bunch of old wire and put in new, but not quite done with it yet.
The house that me and my wife have was built in 47, and they they didn't really do too many upgrades on it before we bought it. You know, it's still, it's got a lot of 50s and 60s stuff left in it, which is fine with me. You know, I don't mind doing the upgrades, but you know how it is. You're, you know, the cobbler's kids has no shoes. You know, I don't want to work on, I don't want to remodel when I get home because I've been remodeling all week.
Well, now, but I work on computers. I do desktop support, desktop support, they call it. And sometimes when I get home, I'll mess with my own computer. But anyway, not a whole lot.
I do little odds and ends around the house, but my wife's, she informed me the other day that she has a project she wants me to start on the house, so I guess I gotta get started on that soon.
We're working, we're trying to, I don't want to start many more projects, because we, you know, it seems like you just work all the time, and I'd like to enjoy some a little bit. Last thing we did is put up some new lamppost lights outside, and I had to bury the wire and run circuits for that, and that wasn't too bad, but anyway, the lights sure make a lot of difference.
Running those lights hardwired is the way to go. You know, a lot of people just try and do the little solar lights, and those things aren't worth, you know, the money that you spend on them. They end up dying in a few weeks from the weather. So I've been thinking about putting a lamppost out on our walkway too, just trying to decide how I want to bury the wire and get it around.
A lot more involved. It took just about a whole Saturday to get the wire buried for it, but the other one wasn't too bad. And before I did that, I put in a pull down stairwell in the garage, which was desperately needed, and it made a lot of difference, so I can get up in the attic over the garage, and I've been cleaning up and straightening up in the attic there too.
I gotta replace our attic stairs too. They're not quite, whoever installed them previously didn't seem to really know what they were doing, but luckily we don't have to go up in the attic that much.
DVD for ID, but yeah, it definitely helps having that in the garage, because I've, you know, with the wiring problems I've been going through as well, I thought, you know, I'm going to stop on the wiring and do this, and then go back to working on wiring. It made a big difference, because before I had to go get an extension ladder and move the vehicle out and put the extension ladder up, and it just got to be a little more than what I wanted to deal with.
I get that. Yeah, me and my brother, Daniel, I'm not sure, you may know him, KI4DTY, we're getting ready to run some wires so I can get an antenna up on my house, hopefully within the next month or two.
What antenna are you putting up?
A J-pole that someone gave me. Daniel is soldering on a new connection for me, because the one that was on there was a little janky. You know, it got the job done, but I wanted something a little bit more substantial in there, so he's soldering me on a new connection, and we got some wire from the wire guy and put some connections on that, and so just a J-pole right now, KI4ETY.
I've been working with antennas, too. I had a tram dual band antenna in the backyard, and it just did not work very well. I'd go check into the net, and they'd say they couldn't hear me. It was all garbled, so I took it down. I just put a mobile mag mount up in the attic, and so far, I talked to somebody yesterday, said it works okay, but the only problem is it wipes out the TV when I go transmit. Nothing on the TV works.
Okay, yeah, my brother, I think he was doing the same thing for a while, just running a mag mount up in his attic. that's what I was planning on doing, but then someone gave me this J-pole, so I was like, well, shoot, I got a chimney, let's strap this thing to the chimney and get me a decent antenna up while I can. So I don't know too much about antennas. I've only had my license since October now, so I'm learning a lot.
Very good. I've been licensed since July of 1990, and most of my brothers are hams, my wife's a ham, and some friends of mine are, so yeah, it's a very interesting hobby.
I'm enjoying it, getting to, you know, meet everyone, and I've got my brother, and then another brother who's studying for his technician, and then I've got a buddy in another state who has his license, so I've been enjoying it. It's a lot of fun.
Brothers used to work at Stone Mountain Park. I don't know if you're familiar with that. It's near Atlanta, and after we became hams, we went up there one day with a cubicle quad and a handy-talkie and talked Simplex all the way to Macon, Georgia, and we thought that was pretty neat.
I know where that's at. Yeah, I mean, it's fascinating what you can do with, you know, like you said, a little just a handy-talkie and a decent antenna. There's a, every once in a while, there'll be a guy talking on Simplex from Kings Mountain up in North Carolina, and I can receive him pretty good, but I can never reach him, so I'm hoping with this J-pole, maybe I can reach him.
Another interesting thing that I did once is I told several people about this. I took a TV and a homemade antenna to the top of Mount Mitchell and picked up 73 stations.
Oh, yeah. I've been looking for some antennas like that. Was that like a Yagi antenna?
It's just a loop of wire with a baling on it, and it was amazing. There was a bunch of people gathered around the TV, too, and we were all amazed at what we could watch up there.
Well, we don't have any, I don't use any TV antennas anymore, and I don't think I've seen one in a long time, but that's pretty neat that you could, what you could get with all that.
Unfortunately, I'm in a bad spot. I can barely get to repeater. I hope you can hear me.
Still got you, but I'm at my next stop, so I'm going to have to jump off here. But it was a pleasure talking to you, and I'll be clear on your last KI4 EJY.
I hope you can hear me, but yes, it's been good talking to you, and hope you have a good rest of your day. KC4SKD.